out of the bright TV lights and hushed auditorium of last night's debate and into the cheering crowds of political rallies. President Bush and Senator John Kerry are back on the campaign trail today. Last night's contest in Coral Gables, Florida, was a discussion of foreign policy and the first of three such matchups. The Kerry campaign got a lift from several instant polls, suggesting that the Democratic challenger had the stronger performance. Today, President Bush fought back with a fierce attack on Kerry, as his aides downplayed the importance of last night's debate. We have two reports on today's campaign news, first from NPR's Scott Horsley, who's covering the Kerry rally on Florida's West Coast.
John Kerry was beaming as he stepped out into the crowded rally in Tampa this afternoon, basking in the kind of winner's welcome he hasn't heard much of in the last few weeks.
Did you watch that debate last night?
Gleeful Kerry backers cheered and stamped their feet for a full 30 seconds, celebrating what they clearly felt was a victory in the first presidential debate. And Kerry said, there's more to come.
Let me make it clear to everybody. We have to win every day from now until November 2nd. On November 2nd, we start to win every day for America. That's what we're going to do.
Kerry's advisors say a single debate win is not likely to change the overall standings in the race, in which Kerry trails President Bush. But they do think it will cause voters to take a second look at Kerry, making for a competitive contest in this final month. The senator's concise and consistent answers last night may have been a pleasant surprise to some voters who expected the flip-flopping caricature they'd seen in Republican attack ads.
What pleased me about the debate last night was that we had an opportunity finally to be able to stand up in front of Americans as two people, no 30-second advertisements, no distortions, and talk about the truth to the American people. Which is what the American people deserve.
The Kerry campaign has long been hoping for an opportunity to challenge President Bush with questions he doesn't face at his invitation-only campaign rallies. Kerry spokesman Mike McCurry compared the president's sometimes scowling demeanor during the debate to his father's fateful performance against Bill Clinton in 1992.
You know, he didn't look at his watch, but with his facial expressions and, you know, the clear evidence that he was not comfortable in this debate, he made it obvious that he was not prepared to engage with Senator Kerry in these fundamentally important issues.
Kerry continued to hammer away today, picking up on a thread from last night in which President Bush asked how he would pay for Homeland Security proposals. Kerry argued the president has put tax cuts for the wealthy above national security. Aides say Kerry will continue to press those security attacks at the same time he returns to domestic issues. Health care and the economy are Kerry's strongest suits, and they'll be among the subjects of the two remaining presidential debates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Tampa, Florida.
This is Don Gagne traveling with President Bush, who today visited the battleground states of Pennsylvania and New Hampshire. This morning, his campaign manager, Ken Melman, brushed aside the instant polls showing that John Kerry bested the president in the debate. Melman said the nation is electing a commander-in-chief, not a debater-in-chief, and he stated that other overnight poll numbers continue to show Mr. Bush leading comfortably. When voters are asked who will do a better job handling the situation in Iraq and who is more trustworthy. As for the president himself, he too was actively engaged in some morning after spin. Speaking to supporters at a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the president had scripted retorts to some of Senator Kerry's statements from the night before.
My opponent last night said our troops deserve better. They certainly deserve better than they got from Senator Kerry when he voted to send them to war and then voted against funding our troops in combat.
At one point, the president even resurrected an old theme from the international arguments over the Iraq war, saying the use of troops to defend America must never be subject to, quote, a veto by countries like France. And on Kerry's charge last night that the president made a colossal error of judgment on Iraq, Mr. Bush offered this.
After voting for the war, after saying my decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power was the right decision, he now says it was all a mistake. but ask the logical question. Does that mean our troops are dying for a mistake? That's what he said, no. You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's a mistake and not a mistake.
So the president was resuming the debate this morning, but without his opponent standing at a podium 10 feet away and with an audience whose job it was to punctuate his every remark with the cheers and applause that were forbidden in the debate auditorium the night before. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president.